الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dearest Islamic brothers, viewers of Madani channel, once again we say marhaba. Welcome back to this silsila. The invitation towards righteousness, goodness. First and foremost, let us, before we start today's silsila, let us hear the beneficence of reciting durood salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Rizvi, Daman Barakatum Ma'adi, Allah grant him a long life and good health, mentioned in his book Faizane Sunnah, the chapter of Faizane Durood Salam, he quotes a hadith Mubarakah. It has the Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that Makki Madani Sarkar sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, there are some touring angels of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. There are some touring angels of Allah azza wa jalla. When they pass the gatherings of the dhikr, they say to each other, sit here. When those making the dhikr in the gathering make dua, the angels say ameen to their dua. And when they recite durood, salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the angels also recite salat upon them. And when they disperse, the angels say to each other that they are glad tidings for those fortunate people, as they are returning forgiven. Subhanallah. So my dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, decorate your gatherings, your mahfils, with the dhikr of Allah and the durood salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, there will be barakah and blessings for us in the dunya, in the qabr inshallah Azza wa Jalla, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his action. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, in this silsila, the pathway to righteousness, invitation towards righteousness, let us make some good intentions. That first and foremost, I make intention that I am delivering this discourse, you are listening. Let us make intention that we are doing only for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever we learn in this silsila, firstly, we try to be practical upon it, and we try to pass the message on to our fellow Muslims out there. We make intention to make the dhikr of Allah when it's possible. We make intention to recite durood salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. We make intention to sit from the beginning of the silsila right to the end. And inshallah, we'll try to get maximum amount of reward, barakah and blessings in our account, inshallah. Sallu ala habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatum wa salamun alayka, ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. وَعَلَىٰ أَلِكَ وَصُحَابِكَ يَا رَحْمَةَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. My dear family viewers of Madani channel, last silsila we understood some important points about Neki Ki Dawat. We understood the important points, some important points about invitation towards goodness and to stop the people from badness. And today inshallah we are going to discuss one point which is also mentioned in our famous book of Amil al-Sunnat, the call to righteousness. He, inshallah azza wa jalla, we will try to cover up some points, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam came on the earth, gave the message. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam came on the earth, gave the message. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla gave the message in the form, complete form of Quran Majid, our complete code of life, in every aspect of our life. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, we look into Quran for our guidance, because Quran Majid is the guide for all mankind. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah mentioned in Tafsir Naimi, O Muslims, there should be a movement amongst you, or you should have to learn such a movement that calls all the sinful persons towards righteousness. There should be a group of people amongst you, amongst us viewers of Madani channel, you and I, that calls people towards piety, all sinful people towards piety, towards righteousness, and cause the unbelievers, the kuffar, towards iman, towards faith. What faith? The faith in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala and the finality of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Cause the transgressors towards piety. The heedless, those who are heedless, cause them towards awareness, heedless, negligence, ghaflat. Bring them towards wakefulness, towards awareness. Those ignorant ones, those who think they know everything, they are quoting everything, they are talking about Quran, they are talking about hadith, but they don't know. We have to bring them towards knowledge of deen. Similarly, this movement that we are talking about, invitation towards goodness and to stop them from badness, it also has to enforce correct beliefs. Aqaid. What should be our belief in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? What should be our belief in Allah Azawajal's masum angels? What should be our belief in the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam? What should be our belief in Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan? What should be our belief in Taba'in? What should be our belief in Taba Taba'in? What should be our belief in our Buzugana Deen, Awliya Allah, Ahle Bayt? So, this is aqaid. Proper message. At the same time, we should invite the rulers towards the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Strictly. All those who have gone towards false beliefs, invite them to the oneness of Allah Tabaraka. Those who got ill, those who are going towards ill manners, bring them towards manners. Those who are doing bad deeds, invite them towards good deeds. Those who have got evil intentions, make their mind to make good intentions. Those who have evil thoughts, make their mind to have good thoughts. Those who use the tongue towards bad, make their mind to use the tongue towards good. Those who use these eyes towards bad, make their mind to use these eyes towards good, to see for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who use the ears towards bad, hearing of the bad things, the songs and the music and the dramas, we make their mind to listen to good. Likewise, these ni'amah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people are using their hands towards wrong. We invite them that use this hand for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So in which every aspect, in any aspect of our life, walking, talking, eating, drinking, sleeping, family life, business, education, whatever aspect of our life, financial, medical, in every aspect of our life, we invite the people. Keep guiding them. This is the message. That there should be a group of people amongst you that invite the people towards goodness, stop them from badness. So Mufti Sahib is making mind that we should not leave any stone unturned. Every person, any person, everywhere, anywhere, we try to invite them towards the deen of Islam. According to one narration, if we see somebody doing something wrong, you have to stop it physically. And if you cannot stop it physically, then you use words. Use your tongue. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us the name of power of speech. Use the tongue. If you could not physically do it, maybe you feel somebody will fight back with me if I go and try to invite them. Maybe they box me or they hit me. No. You don't feel shy. Because for dunya, we don't feel shy. So why not for the preparation of the qabr and the akhirat and the goodness of the qabr and the hereafter, we use the tongue towards good things. So you speak, you have the power to speak, you speak. Physically you stop. Oh brother, you're doing wrong. Please stop. For the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His beloved Rasulullah, please stop. You can't stop him physically. Maybe some bad friendship, maybe some difficulty, maybe some fight, maybe some problem between you and that person, between you and family member, between you and neighbor. Then you talk with beautiful words. Use beautiful choice of words. There are so many beautiful words in the dictionary. No matter what language you come from, no matter what background you come from, this is in your language. Bengali, there you find words. Urdu, beautiful words. Arabic, most beautiful words. English, also good words. Use the beautiful words and invite them. You keep using the words. Otherwise, if you can't physically stop, you can't talk, then minimum requirement. Last part, at least think bad in your heart, yeah. Ya Allah, that person is doing wrong. You think. At least think in your heart. No, no, he's doing wrong. She's doing wrong. They are doing wrong. At least think. Because you don't have the power to stop physically. You don't have the power to speak with this tongue. Allah Ta'ala gave us as a ni'mah. Then at least think bad. Ya Allah, he's doing wrong. Oh my Allah. They're doing wrong. Ya Allah Ta'ala, first and foremost, you save me. Ya Allah, you save me from this wrongness, from this sinful acts. And oh Allah, save them, Ya Allah. Grant them the tawfiq and hidayah to do good deeds. To come towards the oneness of Allah, to come towards Quran, to come towards the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. These are the thoughts that we need. I know, sometimes difficult. We hearing, it's so easy to say, stop them physically, use your tongue, think bad. But this is what Allah Ta'ala and His beloved Rasul alayhi salam wants from us, because we are the best nation amongst all the nations that appear unto mankind. We have to form a group. According to the tafsir, we must make a group, we must make a movement. So, Mufti Sahib further goes, he says, all Muslims are preachers. All Muslims. Okay? You please, last episode I mentioned it, I'm repeating again. Don't think I'm a doctor, I'm only going to see to sick patients. Don't think I'm a lawyer, I'm only going to go to the court. Don't think I'm only an electrician, I'm only going to fix the cord. Don't think I'm a plumber, I'm only going to fix the pipes. I'm a police officer, I'm only going to arrest the thugs and the darkos. No! All Muslim, you and I, viewers of Madani channel, we all are Muslim. Those who have iman, they are Muslim. We have to do what my Allah wants, what my beloved Rasul wants, that's what I will do. So it is obligatory. Obligatory means you have no choice, because it is a command of Allah Ta'ala. Command. Mufti Sahib is giving us the tafsir, what Allah wants from us. So you have no excuse that I'm not a Maulana, or I'm not a Muballigh of Dawat Islam, or I'm not a preacher of Islam. No, no, you don't have excuse. You have to follow the commands of Allah Ta'ala. You become a preacher according to your capacity and your capability. Okay? And you try. At least you try. You make a step forward that I'm trying. Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing. He knows we're trying. And if we try, inshallah, if we with good intentions we try, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for us, inshallah. So, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. So, Mufti Sahib says, it is obligatory for all of us. For all of them to command the people towards goodness, towards righteousness, and prevent them from evil. And last week we quoted the Hadith Mubarak that Ballighu anni walau aya, convey from my side, even if it's one verse. So you try, you learn one hadith, you pass the message. You learn one sunnah, you pass the message. You learn something about Quran, you pass the message. You learn something about the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the rights of Ammi Jan, you pass the message. You learn the rights of Abu Jan, you pass the message. You learn the rights of your neighbors, you pass the message. You learn any aspect about deen, you pass the message. Because Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam has given us this order that we must pass the message. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. So my dear son, we have to form a movement, a group. Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Almighty Allah, Dawud Islam is a movement, not a group, a movement. Alhamdulillah, it is a movement, really movement. I mean, movement you find worldwide. You see a movement, you know a movement, you feel the movement, you touch the movement, you understand the movement. And Dawat Islami is a movement. North, south, east or west, Dawat Islami is the best. Really. Alhamdulillah, we see the result anywhere you go in the world. You go to America, you come in the opposite direction, you go to India, Hind, you go to Pakistan, you go to Bangladesh, you go to Afghanistan, you come right throughout Africa, Tanzania, Kenya, Liberia, Siberia, Morocco, Uganda, Mali, Guinea. What country you want to name it? Almost 200 countries in the world. Look at the Europe continent. Dawat Islami is moving like an ocean. Yes. Alhamdulillah, the movement is going, it is moving, covering all towns. Inshallah, tabarakullah, there will be one day, inshallah, that day will come When Dawat-e-Islami, the movement of the propagation of the Quran and Sunnah, and this orders of Allah Tabaraka, the invitation towards goodness and to stop the people from badness, Amr bin Ma'ruf will continue and reach each and every town, inshallah. Each and every town. So maybe for the first time you're watching Dawat, you're watching and hearing about Dawat-e-Islami, maybe you're sitting in London at the moment, it's possible. Maybe you're sitting in America at this moment, it's possible. Maybe you're in Australia or in Africa, somewhere in the world, it's possible. You were thinking, what is Dawat-e-Islami? This is Dawat-e-Islami. Dawat-e-Islami, bringing the people back towards the Quran and the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam, fulfilling the commands of Allah, trying our utmost best. 1981, 2016, just a short span of time, 34, 35 years. You see the difference? Alhamdulillah, it's moving. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. So, if you find difficulty, maybe you are thinking that, I can't do. You know, I mean, how am I going to do? Because I don't know anything. I don't know how to recite Quran. I don't know anything about my deen. I don't know how to perform the ghusl. I don't know anything about wudu. I don't know about tayammum. I don't know about salatul janaza. I don't know about all the farz obligatory acts, all the farz ulum. I don't know. So how will I do? Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Thumma alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami, the movement that is fulfilling this commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, enjoining what is good and stopping the people from evil. The movement, the group, the movement is conquering the world. So you have to just, you have to just join the movement. Okay? You have to connect to Madani channel. You have to go to the weekly istama'at of Dawat-e-Islami. You have to read the books of Amir al-Sunnah, because Amir al-Sunnah's mindset, he has a specific style. You will see when you put Madani channel, everything relates to the correctness of me, you and me. When you see it, it's like it's reflecting to me, myself, yourself, all of us in the world. Every topic is for us. Yes. You'll be sitting somewhere in Madani channel, you'll realize, hey, Ya Allah, they're talking about me. They're talking about me. Yes, we're talking about you. We're talking about me. We're talking about every Ashikani Rasul, lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. We are talking about even the non-Muslim. Those who don't have the wealth of Iman, if you are listening, come towards Islam. Come towards success. Islam is the reality. The rest is just a fallacy. Yes, it's a lie. Dawat-e-Islami is fulfilling these commands, these rights, by these time and the views of Madani channel. So you don't be left out. We took Mufti Sahib's tafsir and we understood that no matter who we are, where we are, no matter what creed, no matter what nation we belong to, we are Muslim, we are Ashikani Rasul, lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam, we have a duty to fulfill the commands of Allah Tabaraka, because on the day of Qiyamah, we have to be answerable. Did we fulfill the rights of Quran? My dear Islamic views of Madani channel, it's very easy for you. Dawat-e-Islami has made it like a tree for you. You know, like you want to eat some food. You want to know about this call towards righteousness. You want to know about Neki Ki Dawat, invitation towards goodness and to stop the people from badness. I don't know about it. No, very easy now. Dawat-e-Islami is Muballighin. Dawat-e-Islami is Madani Marakiz. Dawat-e-Islami is Jamiatul Madinas. Dawat-e-Islami is Madrasatul Madinas. Dawat-e-Islami is Darul Madina. Madina, Madina, Madina. You just connect to Madina. Why Dawat-e-Islami? Inshallah, you will see Madina. Inshallah. But you need to make the effort. You can't be sitting at home and say, yeah, okay, Muballigh is talking about Neki Ki Dawat. How to do Neki Ki Dawat? What do you do Neki Ki Dawat? We don't know much about Neki Ki Dawat. It's very easy. You go onto our website. You watch our Madani channel. You connect. You go to the Ijtamaat. Islamic brothers, Ijtamaat. Islamic sisters, Ijtamaat. Islamic brothers, Madrasatul Madina Balighan. Islamic sisters, Madrasatul Madina Balighat. You learn these things about Neki Ki Dawat. So you have to make an effort. You know, you take a step forward. And you say that I want to do. Because we want you to understand the maqsad is, it's not a play. It is a haq. It is a reality. We're going to be answerable for it. And we heard from the Quran and Majid, and as we discussed in the previous silsila, and this silsila, and the tafsir, we are mubalighin, we are preachers. And we have to do. So Allah Azza wa Jalla makes it easy for us. Maybe before we think how we do, we don't have any planning. Dawat Islami is a movement. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Shaykh Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant him a long life and good health. Really. I mean, for Neki ki Dawat, he taught, he planned, he cried, he made dua. And today, look at the sincerity of this great wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. His sincerity, his ikhlas. This is why today you see the result, ne? Everywhere you go, you see Dawat Islami, green and white. Madina, 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 Madina. His sincerity, his ikhlas, his character, his shafqat, his love, his spreading of neki ki dawat, invitation towards goodness, his stopping the people from badness. Today, Alhamdulillah, we have Dawat Islami. So, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala orders us to, there should be a group from amongst you, a group, form a group amongst you. Dawat Islami forms that movement, that type of environment, where it makes it easy for you, it makes it easy for me, it makes it easy for doctor, it makes it easy for lawyer, it makes it easy for engineer, it makes it easy for electrician, it makes it easy for old man, it makes it easy for young man, it makes it easy for child, it makes it easy for neighbor, it makes it easy for everybody, that you just come into the ship. Eh? You join the ship. You know, the ship is very easy. On the boat, too much difficulties. Anybody went on the boat? Maybe you went on the boat. Maybe you work on the boat. Maybe you are a fisherman. Maybe it's your rosy. Boat is small. When the wave comes, when the big wave comes, what happens? On the boat. The whole boat picks up. Almost toppling over. You can't take it. Sometimes the wave is too heavy. It topples the boat over. Destroyed, damaged. Alhamdulillah, in these difficult times, my dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madinah, please listen carefully. In these difficult times, Allah Ta'ala gave us a big jahaz, ship. You know, big ship. The waves, they destroyed the small boat. Alhamdulillah, this ship, the waves don't move us, we move the waves. Yes. Dawat Islami. This movement, on the commands of Allah Ta'ala, we move the waves. We clear the path. Because we have one maqsid, one destination. Qadri, Naqshbandi, Sadwadi, Chishti, Barakati, Ashrafi, Are, no matter where you come from. First we are Mustafa Jani Rahmat Pilaqus Salam. Ashikani Rasul. Alhamdulillah, we're on the ship, we move the waves. Destination? Madinatul Munawwara. Destination? Makkatul Mukarrama. Destination? Baghdad Sharif. Destination? Ajmer Sharif. Destination, Bareilly Sharif. Destination, final destination, Jannat al-Firdaus, in the neighborhood of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. So Dawat Islami makes it easy for you. You try, wherever you are, in the world, you try to join the movement. And inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, in joining the movement, then inshallah in fulfilling this command of Allah Ta'ala Jalla, that there should be a group of people amongst you that invite the people towards goodness and to stop the people from badness. It becomes very easy for you. So you don't have to, there should not be any confusions. Everything is very easy for us. Alhamdulillah, this great wali of Allah Ta'ala, he made the effort and he put it so easy for us. That's why today, millions of Ashikani Rasul, yes, proudly we say, millions of Ashikani Rasul, lovers of the beloved Rasul, are in Dawat Islami. There are hundreds and thousands of preachers out there in the world. Alhamdulillah, thousands and thousands of people who were in the state of kufr, they have the wealth of Iman today with the barakah and blessings of the Madani Kafiras of Dawat Islami. Only in following the commands of Allah Ta'ala, inviting people towards goodness and stopping them from badness. So Alhamdulillah, in this silsila, we are going to try to cover up every week, inshallah, slowly we are moving forward. My main maqsad of this silsila, the main maqsad, you got to understand about neki ki dawat. Neki ki dawat. Invitation towards goodness and to stop the people from badness. Please do not take it lightly. You listen to the silsila, you get the points, and you try to be practical. Inshallah, tabarak, we are hopeful that one day you give neki ki dawat to somebody. Remember something, when you give nekiki dawah to somebody, when you invite somebody towards goodness. Example, person is bare namazi. Now all of a sudden he became namazi. Because why? You told brother, please come to the masjid. Please come to the masjid. Perform your namaz in the barga of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala 5 times a day. And ut takbiri ula. You brought him to the masjid. He comes in front of you. First day is eating 1 namaz, 2 namaz, 3 namaz. After 1 week you see, Ya Allah. He's meeting me in the first stop. He's making namaz with takbir-e ula. And he's continuously being namazi. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. You are namazi, you'll get your reward. He's namazi, he will also get his reward. But you know what is the barakah blessings for every namaz he performs, for every good deed he performs? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madhya Channel, all his reward, same reward that he gets, also comes in your account. So it's a bank balance for the future. Yes, guaranteed. It's not a joke. It's a reality. It's a bank balance. It's an investment with definite returns. Guaranteed returns. You're not going to lose anything. The more you invite people towards goodness, it becomes namazi. The more you invite people towards goodness, it sort of starts keeping beard, following the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. The more you invite people towards goodness, he starts to recite the Quran according to tajweed, according to the rules and regulations of how the Quran is supposed to be recited. Then inshallah tabarakta, for as long as that person is on the earth and he's making the ibadat, direct transfer into your account. Yes! Use the money channel. Direct transfer into your account. So alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, Dawat Islami offers us these type of opportunities. I'm almost at the end of my silsila. And I wish to tell you again that you keep connected to Dawat Islami. You don't leave this environment. You try your best. You keep close to the ishtamaas of the Islami. You connect to the Islamic brothers. You connect to the Islamic sisters with Islamic sisters. Islamic brothers with Islamic brothers. You connect, inshallah azza wa jalla. You try, you get involved with the movement, you get involved with the mahal, in whichever capacity, according to your capability, according to your status, you join, inshallah azza wa jalla. Very soon we will see a Madani revolution. Yeah, we're calling it a Madani revolution. Yes. Very soon you'll see a Madani revolution amongst yourself. Your own family members. Yes, your own family members. Your own children's mother. Your own children. Everybody will be talking Madina at home. If you get connected to the movement and you understand the movement, understand our maqsad, understand our need, understand about the invitation towards goodness, this call towards righteousness, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, this is going to be benefit for us in the dunya, inshallah azawajal, in the qabr, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah. Is humble request to you, my dear timers, keep on watching Madani channel, and only Madani channel. Allah karam, aisa kare tujhpe jahami, ay Dawat Islami, teri doom machi ho, ameen, bijahi nabil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad.